Eagles fan who directed vile rant aimed at female Packers fan speaks out after losing DEI job. By Warner Todd Houston on January 16, 2025. The Philadelphia Eagles fan seen on a viral video hurling vicious, abusive comments at a female Green Bay Packers fan is defending himself after being fired from his diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, job. The Philly fan, who used the fake leftist pronouns of they/them for his job, is now speaking out and has apologized, but also defended himself and said he was provoked. Eagles fan Ryan Caldwell has released a statement about the incident and his personal plight. He is insisting there are two sides to the story of his distempered attack on a woman during the NFC Wild Card game on January 12. While attending an NFL game last Sunday to support my beloved Philadelphia Eagles, an incident occurred that I deeply regret, Caldwell said in a statement on Wednesday, according to the New York Post. What began as banter with two Packers fans sitting near me escalated to something more serious, and I said things that were unacceptable. In the heat of the moment, I chose unforgiving words to address one of the fans, Ms. Ally Keller. He said, "I want to sincerely apologize to Ms. Keller for those words. And to my wife, family, and friends, my former employer and colleagues. Packer fans, Eagle fans, the Philadelphia Eagles, the city of Philadelphia, and all who were offended. That said, there are two sides to every story." The video clip circulating online does not reflect the full context of what transpired, and my actions were not without provocation. I will live with this experience, and I am certainly paying a personal price. For those who don't know me, this incident does not reflect my values or the respect I have for others and is not indicative of the person I am, Caldwell insisted. The viral video showed Caldwell hurling the C-word at a female Packers fan and also calling her ugly and dumb. Watch what it's like going to Philly just trying to root for your team. Unprovoked, uncalled for. Packers Twitter, help me out and find this guy. This is not okay. I hate that my fiancé had this happen simply cheering for her team pick.twitter.com/ICXRs. Alexander Becerra, at Bezarowski, January 13, 2025. The abusive fan was later identified as Caldwell, and it was discovered that he worked for ADEI consulting firm in New Jersey. That firm, BCT Partners, quickly announced that it had launched an investigation into Caldwell's actions at the game. And soon enough, the company confirmed that he had been fired from his job. Not only was Caldwell fired, but he has now suffered a permanent ban from Philly's Lincoln Financial Field and will never be allowed to see his favorite team again. Caldwell did not get much support from social media users. So Ryan Caldwell is saying he is provoked by a woman speaking loudly in his presence. Maybe he should consider moving to Afghanistan. Julia Wood, at Julia7_Wood, January 15, 2025. She provoked me by being a Packers fan. Haha. Pause response. Cyberpoo, at Winnie_to_Chris, January 15, 2025. Tell me how you apologize without really apologizing. Margaret MD, at Margaret_Dougla1, January 15, 2025. Just when I was feeling sorry for the guy for losing his job. What a piece of crap. I guess an apology was too tough for him without deflecting. No big surprise, though, typical Philly fan. Branner, at Branner68, January 15, 2025. The Eagles will battle the Los Angeles Rams on Sunday for the right to enter the NFC Championship game. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.